Nolte, 88% of Americans confident America will survive Chinese coronavirus. By John Nolte on April 1, 2020. Nearly 9 in 10 Americans said they agree with the statement Americans will get through the coronavirus, according to a poll released Wednesday. The Grinnell College National Poll Survey asked people to describe their state of mind, and 88% said they are confident Americans will get through this. 72% said they are calm, 55% said stressed, and 42% said they feel boxed in. Only 39% said they are scared, 34% are confused, and 31% angry. 22% said they are unconcerned, and 21% said they are lonely. But in the end, aren't we all really alone? On the extreme side of the American state of mind, 18% said they are panicked and 15% said, feeling doomed. No one asked me, but my state of mind right now is where's my $1,200? When asked how long would they be willing to stay home without physical contact with people outside your home, 70% said as long as asked. That's no surprise. After all, another way to describe stay home without physical contact with people outside your home is heaven. 16% of those polled say they have already been laid off or furloughed, while another 12% said they expect to be soon. Only 62% said they feel secure in their jobs. That's a total of 28% who either expect to or who already are laid off, which is a very high number. Republicans, by a margin of 55-38%, are more concerned about the economy than the healthcare system being overwhelmed. Democrats, by a margin of 25-69%, are more concerned about the healthcare system than the economy. Those under 35 are feeling the economic impact most. Nearly half, 45%, expect to be laid off or furloughed. A full 57% expect to lose wages, while 43% are worried about being able to pay a bill. When asked about whom they trust for information about the Wuhan virus, doctors, government health officials, and local governors polled in the 70s and 80s, Vice President Pence earned 50%, while President Trump earned 46%. Too bad no one asked about the fake news media, who have been polling horrible during this crisis. Already, over 90% of those polled say they are washing their hands more often and staying away from gatherings. The poll surveyed 1,009 adults, 777 of them likely voters, between March 27 to 30 and has a margin of error 3.1 points. Overall, though, the poll shows a healthy amount of optimism about the future and a willingness to do what's necessary in the short run to get us through this. Then again, it's pretty obvious we're going to survive this. After all, as a country we've already survived a civil war, two world wars, 9/11, disco, and Barack Obama. The question is what the country will look like on the other side of this. The economic wreckage seems incalculable. How many small businesses will be permanently shuttered? How many permanently unemployed? How long until we're able to get back on our feet again? After the 2008 economic crash and 8 years of Obama's non-recovery, America was finally flourishing again, had at long last entered a long overdue era of peace and prosperity. And then we get hit with this meteor. It's very discouraging for me personally, and I'm not personally affected financially by any of this. How bad will it be for those who are? Hopefully, President Trump will be proved correct and a pent-up desire to get back in business will fire our economy out of a cannon before long. There is a death toll that comes with the decision to shut down our economy. That doesn't mean the shutdown was the wrong decision. It does, however, mean that those enjoying living through their exciting disaster movie are scumbags. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.